Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Don't worry. We haven't lost the ability to speak. You're so weird. What happened to you? You have no words. Oh, you guys, Eric's broken.
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh,
here I am.
Here he is. Found you. What was that?
The time counts down. I look at all these screens. I'm like, what are you going to say today, dummy? And at that moment, I had nothing. So I just started going,
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
No pressure. We'll get it.
It's much like going out with another couple and you're like, I got a couple talk conversations, but you don't want to like throw them all out.
Whoa. You pre-plan?
You don't.
Conversations?
Oh, yeah.
You come up with topics?
Yes.
Should I be doing this?
It's fun. You get the conversation to flow. There's no lull, especially.
How long have you been doing this?
How long have we been hanging out?
No, like your whole life?
A lot of it's like with Shannon's friends.
Uh-huh.
Because Shannon.
They're her friends. They're not my friends. They're your friends.
Shannon's world of friends is the planet Earth.
Uh-huh.
I'm an asteroid.
Yeah.
Or maybe the moon, right? Mine's a lot smaller. So knowing I'm usually going into people that I've maybe met one other time and I'm very bad at remembering stuff,
mm-hmm.
I have a couple things in my back pocket.
Hence, you call her best friend Memphis.
Well, that's where that started. I forgot her name.
I do not know your name, but I know that you're very important to
and
my
you're
wife.
You're from Memphis, so your name is Memphis. That's how I'll name you.
You... Bless your simple little heart.
It works. And it took. It
and
works.
Now,
and that's it.
She's got a great nickname. You're welcome.
Exactly. Thank you for saying exactly what I was going to say, exactly the way I was going to say it.
I planned it.
Thank you.
I thought about
See,
it.
See, you had to plan ahead of time. Yes. Have a couple talk topics in your back pocket.
I think I've gone into like, we're going to have a dinner party with like, Nick's coworkers or something like that, where it's like, oh, I don't really like, I don't know her, you know, like I don't know that person's
yes.
wife or, and then you kind of think like, oh, what can I ask?
It's kind of the art of networking.
Yeah.
I've noticed it. We've got a really good friend who's casually dating a guy from out of state. So he flies in occasionally.
So you look up information about different states?
No. Where are you living now, sir? Do you know the number one export of that state is textiles?
Because I do.
Because I looked it up in my Funkin' Wagnalls. No, I watched him because he was thrown into a ton of social situations around Christmas time. And he's very good. He has a few things ready to start with for topics. And then the conversation should naturally just take off.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like you always buy the first round, so you don't have to buy later rounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go in hot with a conversation topic. So you're remembered as the guy who's very nice and social. And then you just kind of see where it goes.
His things? Like, what's your greatest fear?
We don't get that deep.
Oh, that's too far.
It's more like movies.
Have you seen any good books lately?
Have you seen any good books lately? Guys, I just read this great movie.
Have you seen any? Dang it!
Good books lately?
Ah!
What's your favorite vegetable?
If you had to choose a vegetable, what would you say your favorite is? That's interesting. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Okay.
It's kind of like our song conversations.
Do you have a favorite color?
But would you ask that of a total stranger?
What's your favorite pair of your shoes?
That's better.
Like oddly specific? I'm really bad at this.
You're not though. You're social. You're conversational.
Yeah, but
you're trying way too hard.
Thinking about it is making me awkward.
That's a lovely necklace. Where'd you get it?
This one?
Yes.
Oh,
see how easy that
care?
Was?
You don't care.
I don't, but I have no, I don't care at all. But watch and see what I just did there?
Yeah.
I made it about you. What? It was a very simple question.
Enrico Suave over
and
here.
And now we could go down the jewelry. I used to work at a jewelry store.
No
I got
way,
stories
I didn't
about
know
that.
That.
Yeah,
tell
see?
Me some
stories. Bam, we're in conversation.
Wow.
Just got a couple in your back pocket.
Wow.
That's all I
got to
do.
Okay.
But today I didn't. Which is why I started the show going like this.
You know what? You've inspired me. I'm going to do a little bit more thinking
Please.
Before I speak. I've been out here just speaking and not thinking at all. So.
Oh, I've noticed. 5 years of that.
Does anybody know? Seen any good books lately? And I remember there was... I want to say in the early aughts, there was a Saturday Night Live spoof ad when Swiffers were at the height of their existence.
Yeah.
Like everybody had to get a Swiffer sweeper. That was like the revolutionary way to sweep your floors.
You're dusting your floors, basically.
And Saturday Night Live took that and they told people like, oh, you could put a Swiffer on your kids and they're Swiffer sleepers, but your kids are rolling around the floor so the kids could just...
That was an SNL thing?
It was an SNL thing.
I've always thought that when babies crawl around, Swiffer them.
I agree.
Turn
I
them into
like,
little human Swiffers.
They made it a joke, but in actuality...
No.
Somebody do that.
Oh, I thought that was your story.
Well, in a way.
Okay.
It's almost on par with that. There is a new kids electric scooter. It is like one of those little kids' cars.
Yeah.
But they have included a mop on the vehicle.
This is fantastic.
That can actually clean as the kid drives around your house.
Because usually that's where the kitchen has either tile or hardwood or linoleum, right?
Hardwood floors are like the new hot thing.
Yeah.
So lots of those hard surfaces.
Mop-mobile.
A mop-mobile. The kids get to have all the fun, and it looks like a car. You charge it between the ages of like 2 and 8 can probably fit in this thing, but it's got a mop plate up front, and you can wrap like a paper towel or a mop head thing on there.
A little Swiffer wet, maybe?
Uh-huh. It can do the job
this
while
is fantastic.
They play. I love it. It's not super thorough, obviously.
Right.
They're probably not getting in the corners. And it's not available right now, though. Parents are on it. It is sold out.
Oh, okay.
On Amazon right now.
I thought this was like a GoFundMe. We've got the idea. It's Kickstarter.
No, it's
We're
out
almost
there.
There.
It's out there, and it is catching fire.
Mop-mobile.
Do more toys like this, please. More toys.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
About the mood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a mood.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm looking at the map of these United States of America.
Yeah.
And starting somewhere in Montana and making a gentle, kind of like a low bowl shape,
mm-hmm.
sweeping down through the Dakotas into Nebraska, most of Iowa now under a winter weather advisory. And then it starts to narrow. And it gets into Chicago, and then it stretches all the way to New York. That is exactly my flight path tomorrow to go on vacation.
Well,
25 hours from right now, I board a plane to go to New York City for, well, Chicago to New York, a few days, then board plane, London, many days.
Yes.
Come home. But getting to, this is why I've learned two things the hard way. One, always have an accurate, updated passport.
Yes.
I'm happy to tell that story anytime. And two, build in extra travel around your travel. If you're doing a cruise, always book a day and a half to get down to the cruise.
Oh, especially this time of year, too.
If you're taking an international flight, always book a day or two because you just never know.
Mm.
We may get delayed going into New York, and that's okay because our London flight is Monday.
So you have some time.
We do. But this is almost setting up exactly what happened last week when I was going to Texas, except that was a blizzard.
Right.
And we couldn't go.
This is like you, it's doable.
It's Chicago and a couple inches of snow. They know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Same with New York.
And
you,
at this point, you could still planes, trains, and automobiles, right?
We could totally find John Candy.
Yes.
Yes. There are ways to get there.
There are ways.
Those aren't pillows. There are ways to get there. Hopefully. At a minimum, we're on time, tiny delay, no worries, right? We got it. We got a day or two. We'll get there. We're fine. It's just legit. Literally. The flight path to both towns are within this winter weather advisory.
It's the exact same as last weekend.
It's exactly the same. Where we had to change flights, and then I didn't want to leave the dogs, and wind chills of minus 50, and we didn't go.
Yeah.
So we're going on this one, though, dang it.
It's happening.
We're going.
Yeah, you deserve a little vacay.
It's been on the books since October.
Let's go, right?
Please.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
I'm getting nervous, almost borderline scared for me. As I was looking, I'm putting some dates on the calendar, and it's looking like as soon as we make the flip to February, things are going to just be really, really busy for the whole family. It's show choir season. My daughter's in show choir for the first year. We have a bunch of competitions that start like next weekend, and then it's like bang, 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 bang. Better just be ready to go and perform at all times. And this weekend is like there is a vast wasteland of nothingness, which is nice sometimes. But after having spent all of last weekend cooped up at home with my family, and the last two Monday and Tuesday, there was no school for the kids, I'm worried that Claire's going to go crazy.
Is that the noise you make when you go crazy?
I believe so.
You're like a human Muppet.
I know. Producer Ben, thanks for saving that. Whatever that was.
I forgot we had it. I've been playing it all the time.
I know. So I am like frantic. Like I need to come up with a plan because I cannot sit at home with those kids all weekend. We need to get some bouncy times.
Activities.
We need activities, man.
It's going to be cold on Saturday. Indoor activities. Sunday though, Claire, I'm telling you, 20, partly sunny skies.
We're going sledding.
You tell those girls, you like shout out the stairs, you do this. State of Iowa, the latest to sue TikTok over claims that the social media company deceives consumers over the amount of inappropriate content that kids have access to on the platform. Lawsuit was filed Wednesday. Utah, Arkansas, Indiana also filing similar lawsuits, but a judge dismissed Indiana's lawsuit back in November. What's got us feeling all right this morning? Iowa Donor Network just released the impact of organ and tissue donation across the state of Iowa last year. Some unprecedented numbers. Last year, 123 donor heroes gifted 350 organs for transplant, and an unprecedented 1,027 tissue donors enhance the lives of anywhere from 50 to 300 individuals each. One person can donate tissue to reach 50 to 300 people.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Iowa Donor Network has experienced a 40% increase in organ donors and 21% increase in transplants since 2019. Regardless of age or your medical history, anybody can register to be an organ, an eye, or a tissue donor. Learn more at iowadonornetwork.com. Great news coming out yesterday.
Cool.
Got us feeling all right this morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, there's this kind of rumor that's been floating around Hollywood working on a biopic all about Richard Simmons.
Sweating to the oldies guy.
Yes.
Fitness, I don't know if I want to say guru.
He had his own, but
he had a moment.
You know what? I would say guru because he had his own line of videos.
He had an empire, fitness empire.
And it was all about making people's lives just a little bit better with some positivity and some exercise.
Boy, those are short shorts.
Yeah, really short shorts and tank tops.
Yes.
A lot of bedazzles too.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Pauly Shore is set to star in a biopic, according to the rumor mill.
He kind of looks like him.
He does. He's
Shore looks like Richard Simmons.
Yes. Pauly also stars in a short film about Richard Simmons called The Court Jester. It's not related to the movie at all. Pauly said that he is playing phone tag with Richard Simmons about making the movie, but it doesn't sound like they've really settled on an idea of what it is. And Richard Simmons had a statement yesterday, said that you may have heard that they're doing a movie about me with Pauly Shore. I never gave my permission for this movie, so don't believe everything you read. I no longer have a manager. I no longer have a publicist. I'm just trying to live a quiet life, a peaceful life. Thank you for all your love and support.
So does that mean he's never going to say yes?
I don't know. Is it like, are they just kind of wait until he is no longer with
him? Expires.
Right? And then Pauly Shore dives in. I don't know what the thinking on this is, but it sounds like he's very much not a part of it. And not on board.
I think you can make some money, Richard Simmons. But maybe he doesn't want to go down that road.
I think he's like, he pulled the plug on a public life. He just does not have any interest, which is weird because he was so in your face everywhere.
Yes.
For so long.
Flamboyant. Good word to describe him.
Yes. So don't believe everything you hear.
Maybe it'll be an unauthorized biopic.
Perhaps. This is completely authorized. Jennifer Lopez getting ready to drop her new album, This Is Me, now. It comes out February 16th. So you'll just have to, like, a late Valentine's Day present or something?
That's the Saturday after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday.
Is it Friday? It's right around Valentine's Day, as you said.
I believe it's the Friday after. She's also dropping, in conjunction with the album, a 65-minute movie of the same name is being dropped on Prime Video. And they're kind of like
siblings. Is it a making of movie or is it like a movie movie? Like fiction?
It is a slightly autobiographical movie about J-Lo searching for love, and it combines different elements. There's a bit of like a rom-com storyline. It's got some, obviously there's lots of music with it too, so it's kind of like big sweeping Hollywood musical. And there's some scenes that look like sci-fi steampunk.
What?
It's got a little bit of everything.
Is she in it?
She's in it. Also includes cameos from Trevor Noah, Fat Joe, Kim Petras, Post Malone, Kiki Palmer, Sofia Vergara, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and obviously Ben Affleck. That is a diverse cast, is it not?
Okay. This sounds like a train wreck.
I don't know what to expect from that. I wish you luck on the music, but I don't know exactly what we're getting in this video. It sounds like a mixed bag.
It sounds, but train wrecks are some kind of cool to look at sometimes as long as everyone's okay.
Watch it happen.
Yeah, so let's watch it happen.
I'm going to just watch. Ryan Gosling is a hashtag girl dad. He's got two little ladies at home, and his daughters are obsessed with Barbie. Really?
I bet.
So excited that dad was involved with the project. Obviously, big movie of the summer. And he had a lot of high praise from people with his portrayal of Ken. But the question, have the kids seen the Barbie movie? Have they seen their dad as Ken?
Is it age appropriate for them? Are they like tiny people?
They're a little, but we had this conversation, like I wanted my daughters to see it, but like it's not a completely
They're also not going to get it.
It's like PG-13, but it's not terrible. Yeah, his kids are just a little bit younger, might be a little too soon, but he's not even worried about the rating on it. He's worried about the damage that's going to happen if you watch your father be Ken. He says, I don't know if there's an age that's a good age for your father to be doing that. So it gets pretty crazy for us.
There really isn't. You've got toddler. They're not going to get it.
Nah.
And then about 4, 5, 6, 7, they're like confused probably.
Yeah. And then teenager like, ew, gross. Preteen dad, put on a shirt. Yeah.
Don't drop me off at school anymore.
Dad, you're so dumb. I can't believe you danced like that. Now they have seen like the Ken, I'm Just Ken musical number. So he's like, someday they can see the whole thing, but I don't know if I want to do that kind of psychological damage to them. Good call.
Just drip it in there, dad. Ken, dad.
Ken. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Welcome to our Radio Court of Law.
Hi, welcome. Pull up a chair. Thanks for being here.
Actually, pull up 13. We need 13 jurors to decide if eating snow, pure, virgin, unadulterated, no animal, no coloring, it's not been shoveled. It's just been sitting out there since last week. And in fact, it's sitting in here right now. Producer Ben went out
and got me. I can't believe you did this, Ben.
A bowl of snow, which I will be consuming while you tell me why it's wrong to eat this.
Okay, good. I'm actually glad that you did this, Ben, because is part of a lesson my mother taught me when I was a kid, and I'm going to teach it to you, Dan Snarek Hansen.
Okay.
I mean, to be completely honest, I was a kid who ate snow, okay? I'm not a monster. I was like every other kid. Snow looks great. I love a snow cone.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. I was out there, I'm playing in the snow, and I would just nom, 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 eat the snow. And my mom like, enough. And she'd open up the back door, and she's like, Claire, stop eating the snow. Finally, she had it. So the next time it snowed, she went out there when it was pristine.
Yeah.
It was...
Oh, that's a good word for it, pristine.
Pristine, unadulterated snow.
I'll stop saying virgin.
Yeah.
Pristine.
pristine snow. She went out there, she got some, she put it in a glass, and she said, okay, bringing this inside, we're going to let this melt, and then you're going to see what you're eating.
Oh, no. Water.
No.
Ooh.
No, Eric, that's what I thought. I was like, going to prove you wrong, Mom, because yeah. That's clean snow. That's fresh snow. There was so much dirt.
Really?
There was so much dirt in the snow.
Sediment?
Dirty with four R's, Eric. Dirty.
Thank you for pronouncing that.
Yes. It looks clean. Yes.
That's clean.
It looks clean. It maybe tastes good. But it's been sitting out there for 4 days.
Uh-huh.
I would also just like to point out, like, if you got your car, you went through the car wash, the car was washed, it
yeah.
was clean, it was pristine, and then it had been sitting out there for 4 days, would you still lick your car? No, because there's stuff flying through the air. That car's dirty now, right?
That's an absurd comparison. I would never stop to lick my car anyway.
Well, yeah, but why would you lick snow? That's not a food either.
It's water. It's frozen water. It's maybe I'm parched.
It's not. As I look out now and you look a little bit closer, the snow is not exactly pristine. There's been some animals through there. We've got neighbors who are doing who knows what.
That's true. We do work in a sketchy side of town. I will acknowledge.
We've got people walking by doing
there might
I
be
don't
some
know
byproduct
what.
On top of this. We'll see if I start tasting colors later.
It's like, how well do you really know what's in that snow?
Claire, who cares? It's snow. It's fun. I love how it goes in my mouth and it instantly, it's like eating like a snowball. I make these little snowballs.
Stop
as
it.
I eat them. It's fantastic.
Can you not eat the
it's
whole
beautiful.
Bowl right now?
It's in the light of this room. It's sparkling the way nature intended it. It's also youthful and joyful. It takes me back to being a child, Claire. I've also, thanks by the way, I'm going to call some witnesses from the Z102.9 Facebook page if you don't mind.
No, I what? Do.
Okay, then I won't. But I had heard.
Go ahead. Proceed. I object.
Hearsay. Fellow Washington Demon, classmate of mine, Carrie, has a recipe for snow cream. 8 cups fresh, clean snow. 1 can sweetened condensed milk. 2 teaspoons vanilla. You're going to love it. Vanessa.
Wait, what also, do you do with it?
You eat it. You make snow cream, and you are the best parent in the world. Vanessa sharing another recipe for snow ice cream. Elena letting us know that her grandfather, we're talking Laura Ingalls Wilder days, one yeah. of your favorites, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Would take fresh snow and put maple syrup on it. It would harden, and it would taste like hard candy. Why not use it either as an entree or as an ingredient? Snow is snow. I know to not eat yellow snow. I know what areas of the ground or the yard to approach to harvest my snow or not harvest my snow. What do we learn on frozen? Snow is fantastic.
Do you also eat mud pies? What is this?
No, I don't eat mud. Why would you eat mud?
Exactly. Why would you eat snow?
There's a lot of snow in this bowl.
You're going to eat the whole... He's going to eat the whole thing.
My tongue's getting numb.
Stop him. Please. Members of the esteemed jury...
There is nothing wrong with eating snow.
Stop this man right now. Give us a call and let us know what you think. Would you eat snow? Is it okay to eat snow?
We're asking it from Claire's perspective. I'm almost done. There it is. Okay. My teeth are chilly. You say yes, it's wrong. So a yes vote is stop eating it.
Stop eating the snow.
No, it's okay. A no vote is for Dancing Eric Hansen.
Let us know what you say, members of the esteemed jury.
Do you want a bite?
No, I don't want to bite. Call us right now, 200-1029.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Is it wrong to eat snow? Yes or no?
Impartial.
Impartial?
I'm going to send you guys a recipe.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a recipe for snow ice cream, and I challenge you to eat it on a Taste It Tuesday.
But see, if we're having snow ice cream, I think she's okay with me having snow. So I got to put that in the Eric gets to have snow column. Is that okay with you, Claire?
Okay.
Thank you for the recipe. Scramble at KZIA.com. Jury in a Hurry. Anything wrong with eating snow? Yes or no?
No. Go for it.
No.
Go for it.
I also like the fact that you can't spell snow without N-O.
Oh, get out of here.
Hey, is there anything wrong with eating snow? Yes or no?
Yeah, definitely Team Claire.
Thank you very much. Somebody who is an adult. Where my adults at?
She sounded like I totally disgusted her like I disgusted you.
You're disgusting.
With my pristine snow. Ugh. Hi, thanks for calling Jury in a Hurry. Anything wrong with eating snow? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. I'm going to invite all these people over. We're going to have a snow buffet.
I feel like these are people who are also, you know, picking noses and eating it. Gross. Gross.
I'll see you for that argument later.
No!
That does sound a little disgusting, does it not? Let's continue with our jurors. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Anything wrong with eating snow? What do you think?
No. And here's the deal. Claire's right. It's all about the four-day thing. I get that. It's more, how do I want to say this? Like, if it just snowed tonight, I would be certainly okay with that.
Timing-wise.
A little spoonful of fresh snow will do you good.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. I'm intrigued about all these recipes, so I hope you're going to be posting those.
They're on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Snow ice cream and snow cream are there right now. Thank you for calling. Thank you for the vote. Let's go to this juror. Actually, we're going to go down here. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Anything wrong with eating snow? What do you think?
Yes, that's disgusting, Eric.
Thank you. You know better. You do better. Thank you, juror.
She used my first name.
Young man, what have you been doing?
Hey, is there anything wrong with eating snow? What do you think, juror?
No, nothing at all wrong with it.
Nothing at all wrong. It's irresponsible. That's what it is.
Putting me to a 5-2. Is that what you see?
That's what I'm seeing.
How about you? Anything wrong with eating snow? What do you think?
Ew, Eric. Outside is nature's bathroom. Bird poop is white.
Oh, well, I didn't consider that.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
That is my surprise witness.
Jury in a Hurry. Anything wrong with eating snow? What do you think?
There is nothing wrong with it. I've even made hot cocoa with it.
Hot cocoa made out of snow.
No.
Oh, that sounds so good.
That sounds like a big bowl of duty.
That sounds like a big bowl of cocoa.
No.
Snow. Okay, let's head back to the phone lines. This could be our deciding vote. Jury in a Hurry, anything wrong with eating snow? What do you think?
Yes, because who knows what's in the atmosphere that the snow brings down with it.
Exactly. Yes, my point exactly, juror.
Well, thank you, juror. Aren't we also breathing that same atmosphere? So it's already in my body anyway,
no!
Right? No! Jury in a Hurry, anything wrong with eating snow? What do you think?
I'm gonna say yes, but they're going to say no.
So Claire gets a vote,
Wait.
And Eric,
no,
and yes, and no. But that's a win.
No,
we should celebrate with snow recipes.
No,
yes,
no, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
No, but I am gonna melt the rest of your. Give me that bowl.
What? No. Oh, you're putting it on the windowsill.
Wait until this thing melts. You're gonna be disgusted.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
What are you doing over there?
I'm taking photographic evidence
of what?
Of a bowl. Of snow.
Was a bowl of snow.
Was.
After I won Jury in a Hurry by a vote of 7-5. You got 5.
4-5. Yes, indeed. It's the first time we've ever competed and gone 7-5.
You've never had a score of 4-5 before. Congratulations first on that accomplishment. But I'm sorry you lost because you only got 4-5 votes.
4-5.
I got 7 and you got 4-5.
4-5 was not quite enough to take down Dancing Eric Hansen today.
If you would have had 2 more, you would have went 5-6-7.
Yeah.
And then you would have won, but you lost. So you know what? Most people think it is absolutely A-okay. There's nothing wrong with eating snow. While I was making my arguments, I was eating a bowl of fresh snow. Producer Ben traped through all of the plowed stuff and found a fresh, pristine batch
he
of snow.
He went and he tried to get you a batch of the cleanest snow he could find.
Yeah.
And you celebrated. You ate it. You're like, oh, yeah, see, what's up? And I said, hey, give me the bowl. You didn't quite finish everything. Leave it right here. Let it melt. And I want to show you what's left over.
Is that what you're taking a picture of?
That's what I'm taking a picture of.
Do I want to see it?
I don't think you do.
Why don't I want to?
Because you ate a whole, at least half of that bowl. It is now melted and the sides are coated with dirt.
Let me see.
There's stuff floating in it. Did you see the floaty? It's right on the...
Do you want me to tell you what I'm seeing or do you want me to deny what I'm seeing?
You think it's fine?
I
would not want to eat that.
Was not prepared for, I was expecting something floating in there.
Yes.
To be honest.
Yes.
There is a ring of grime around the ridge of where the water is now in the bowl. Which means that entire...
There's sediment under the spoon.
Oh, I didn't... Oh, God.
This is like...
I ate that.
Yeah. This is like licking a car, as I said. This is exactly...
I didn't understand. I'm like, that's a dumb analogy. But now that you're...
No.
I... Claire,
it's almost exactly.
That dirt, now that you put it in the different light, it goes all the way up to the edge of the bowl.
I know.
Because it was packed full of... I ate that.
You ate this dirty, dirty snow.
Wait... When I don't know if it's food poisoning. When will I feel that? Because I have a trip tomorrow. I'm going to be on a plane for some hours.
Yeah, it's exactly when you get on the plane.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
It is, no.
You'll feel it.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
I was actually scrolling on TikTok last night, and I had that moment when I was laying in bed like, oh, man, I really wish I had a sweet little treat. Like, something sounds good, but I didn't have anything. And then, of course, TikTok read my mind and was giving me videos of these influencers, and, like, I even saw Dua Lipa doing this. Very bougie ice cream recipe, I guess.
Okay.
What they do is they have a couple scoops of vanilla ice cream, and then you drizzle good olive oil and a pinch of sea salt.
And those are the ingredients directly behind us. We are the Morning Scramble, away from all of the expensive electronics, ready to enjoy a little bougie ice cream.
The bougie new topping, olive oil. Will it be good on vanilla ice cream?
We got this from Those Girls in the Afternoon, and then you said your daughter was watching it hours on end yesterday.
She saw a bunch of people that were trying it for the first time. Apparently it's a flavor that, you know, you don't see it working, but it really does, because you get a little bit of sweet, a little bit of savory, and they just go together.
I have, outside of like a fruit sauce or of course like caramel or chocolate, I really have never had any other sort of topping on ice cream.
No.
That I can think of.
No, like it's pretty much
an
just
oil,
like chocolate,
olive
caramel.
Oil?
No.
The
no.
Salt I'm really looking forward to.
I think that'll make sense.
Okay.
Shall we? We've got a couple of scoops.
No, let's go ahead.
Let's get some scoops. All we need to do is, I guess, a generous helping.
A generous helping?
Well, I think you want to make sure you get the flavor of the olive oil. And I made sure I got fancy stuff, too.
You did. Is that the apple cider people?
Brag or brag?
Brag.
It's organic and 100% sourced
all
from
right.
Greece.
Oil me up.
Ooh, it's kind of
oh
green.
My God, that's a little too much oil.
No, it's what you need.
Is it?
Yeah, because you want to taste all the good.
Well, no kidding, I'll taste it. It
oil.
Is drowning in olive oil.
You want some salt?
Yes, the amount of olive oil to salt ratio better be high here.
How Ooh. Many sprinkles
that's
do you want?
That's plenty. Okay, that's good. Because I also...
I don't want it to be too salty.
I like that we're having a healthy fat and then bad for you salt. And then some trans fat in the ice cream. This is a fantastic dessert.
Okay, I'm going to get a generous...
Are you?
I'm going to get it coated really well
okay.
So there's a big flavor bite.
You know what? You give me bread to dip in olive oil, I love it.
Yeah.
You put it on ice, it just... This yigged me out that I'm eating olive oil.
It's a little oogie, but according to Dua Lipa, it's delicious. Let's go. One bite.
Okay, here we go. Do you think it's delicious?
I think it tastes like olive oil, and it tastes like ice cream
it
and
tastes
a little
like
bit of salt.
Salty ice cream with olive oil on top. There's nothing magical about this experience at all. I'm going to try another bite.
Let's do two bite.
Nope. It tastes like olive oil.
Ben, do we have any Hershey syrup?
Or do we have any caramel syrup? Or can we just put snow on it? Let's put snow on
no,
it.
No, thank you. No, Woo! Thank you. No, no.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast. Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.